Nutra Medical Report, and we're joined by Tim Alexander. And welcome back, Tim.
Hi. Did you have a good 4th of July, Dr. Bill?
It was interesting. I was not surprised. In fact, me and Rush Limbaugh were probably two of the few pundits that thought that there was no way in America or anywhere else in this corrupt planet that Hillary Clinton was going to get prosecuted. She could have...
Well, I thought they would, if for no other reason, because Joe Biden would run a much better race against Trump than Hillary. But here's what I think happened. And I said this in my blog a couple of days ago, but right. I'm expanding on it now. That the one of two things, and I thought the first thing is what happened. Bill went on board the plane and laid down the law, said what was going to happen to him if they indicted Hillary. The other thing, and that's what I really
thought happened. What was going to happen to him? Why would Loretta Lynch or Lynch Mob be concerned about what was going to happen to him?
If they went after Hillary.
What was going to happen to Loretta Lynch?
Blackmail against Obama. Okay, the other thing was the Obama team was coming in and laying the law down to them. Okay, here's Insider has said that what happened was Bill went on board and had information about several of the prosecutors, and that was the poison, and the sugar was he offered Loretta Lynch to keep her job and under a Clinton presidency. Well, here's what I think: it's that, but it's expanded. I think that Bill Clinton had not only information on the prosecutors, but on Loretta Lynch, but he really had information on our current teleprompter reader-in-chief, Barack Obama, probably as to his actual citizenship, where he was born, who his real father was, and so forth. I'm not talking speculation, probably hardcore facts, material proof. And then the sugar was, not only did Loretta Lynch get to remain as Attorney General, and the FBI director get to remain as director of the FBI under Clinton administration, but Barack Obama gets appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, let me tell you why. Barack Obama is leasing a multi-million-dollar house in D.C. The leasing is because, of course, officially he doesn't have that kind of money. I'm sure it's probably an offshore corporation involved somewhere in there. But why is he staying in D.C.? Oh, the kids are going to school there. Yeah, right. Give me a break. He would be the second former president to be appointed to the Supreme Court, and I didn't have time to look it up. It was in the 1800s, early 1800s. I forget which president it was, but who served on the Supreme Court after being president. And it's possible if they can induce the Chief Justice, or if he has a suspicious heart attack like our recent justice that died. He could even end up as Chief Justice. But, you know, that's a lifetime appointment. Being former president, he'd get enough Republicans to vote for him. And he'd be,
well, not only
you
that,
know...
Loretta Lynch would probably get an appointment to the Supreme Court as well. I mean,
she would stay on as Attorney General. So I think... it was the poison pill on one hand or a lot of sugar on the other hand.
Or both.
And it was an offer they couldn't refuse.
Yeah, and they did it without even a Sicilian accent? You're kidding.
Well, I don't know. They may have. But
it's unlike the Godfather.
It's so blatant.
Yeah.
But here's a couple other things. Now, I want to tell you what... And I listened to, I listened to the FBI guy, but I listened to Rudy Giuliani. And for once, I actually agreed with him. Let me read what he says, and then let me tell you why it's so important. He says, quote, "While I respect the law enforcement professionals at the FBI, this announcement defies explanation. No one should be above the law, but based on the director's own statements, it appears damage is being done to the rule of law. Declining to prosecute Secretary Clinton for recklessly mishandling and transmitting national security information will set a terrible precedent." Now, end quote, he goes on. But, okay, key words, recklessly mishandling and transmitting national security information. Okay, that fits the definition. And he also, the FBI director said specifically, quote, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information, end quote. Sorry, Charlie, that meets the legal definition under federal law of a felony. When you get into this whole secret information, it's not just if you deliberately did something. If you were careless in handling of it, you commit a felony. That's serious.
Tim, here's where the problem comes. After the Bill Clinton tainted the ability of Lynch to actually move forward and actually make a legal recommendation, remember Comey had said this literally over several months, that he was not going to, he didn't have the power to literally recommend a prosecution, only the Justice Department. So what Comey did was actually say, she's as guilty as sin, but I can't recommend legal prosecution.
Well, yes and no. He specifically said we recommend no prosecution.
Yeah, but the point is, why did he do that?
Then he made it public. Normally, that is not made public.
Yeah, but why did he do that? You know, firstly, number one, he should quit.
The fix is in.
The fix is in. He should quit. Number one. Number two.
Godfather. Slick Willie got on the plane. The fix is in.
Right, but the point is this.
In front of everybody, in front of the whole country, they don't care. They're so arrogant.
But you know,
I
use this term again. Obama is the pimple on the abscess of the giant intra-abdominal abscess of geopolitics in America. The same way as Hillary Clinton
is. That's true.
The reason why Bill Clinton can do this is because they've gotten away with it before. The reason why Hillary Clinton can say, what does it matter, and shake her head with her hair going in every direction with the dark glasses on. The reason why they can do this is because we have a lot of dumb Americans that will vote for Hillary, no matter how corrupt. She could have a coven of witches do a mass murder of babies on camera in her front lawn and bury the bones in the rosebud patches.
Well,
and she could still get and she could still get away with it because what does it matter? I mean, these kids were not wanted anyway.
To support your statement, one of her former top aides said Hillary, could rape a woman in the middle of the street in broad daylight, and 40% of the public would not believe it or ignore it.
Well, that's because the public themselves are evil. What we have to face is anybody who votes Democrat, after this level of corruption and even showing that they can't even prosecute her, whatever happens to this country, they have the blood on their hands. Not the people who vote. That's right. And I can tell you, I am not impressed with a lot of the Americans that think it's perfectly fine to vote for Hillary now. When 70% of even a lot of the voters that are going to vote for Hillary said she's not trustworthy, yet they don't care whether she's trustworthy, they just want her in there.
Well, that says a lot, doesn't it?
It does, but the fact is, they have to understand, here's what's going to happen to America. One or two terms of Hillary, there won't be in America. It'll be over. One or two terms of America will be preset for a war with Russia. One or two terms of America, the dollar will be worthless. The borders will be open. Terrorism will be such a thing that Americans will beg to have biometrics, beg to have trackable ID, beg that you can't enter a federal building or a stadium or shopping center without biometrically scanning you to make sure you're not Al-Qaeda. The Americans basically are these whiners that want Hillary Clinton in there. They will beg for the mark of the beast when it comes.
Yep. They'll demand it. Yeah, they'll read the stuff.
And God's going to give them what they.
They'll be out demonstrating for it.
Right.
Yeah. Here's a July 4th poem for future New Republic, the United States of Great America. And I guess if I could sing, which I can't, you would do it to the national anthem or something. But it goes like this, and this is a good one. Say, can you see by the dusk gloomy light? Where proud cities stood, the checkpoints and blight of drug wars waged and generations locked up. A police state came of age, but it was just a mock-up of worse to come. For traitors and thieves, the skyscrapers once tall were worth more insured in the snap of a free fall. Arabs and Muslims who couldn't fly at all were used as patsies to violate Newton's laws. World Trade Center 7. See that smoking heap? 20 minutes before, as Cheryl told the sheep of his demise. Here, a third reason to weep. Within minutes and hours, Kagan and Beamer, script long prepared, yellow post-it notes in hand, screamed, "Bomb Palestine! Bomb Iraq! Bomb Iran!" Out of an old drawer came the Patriot, drafted by lobbyists, voted yay by rats. The Constitution now dead, and a nation bamboozled. Brown men in turbans became the new accused. The neocon dream had finally come true. Endless wars on their behalf, fought by me and you and you. Archduke Obama sitting high on his throne. Neocons gathered round a PowerPoint to peek at Tuesday's kill list, identities unknown, of men, women, and children to be dispatched by drone, while the Nobel Prize fake sings plagues to Bob Dylan's Masters of War and the novels of Joan Didion. "What's that in your pocket?" said Mae West to AIPAC. "That's Barack Obama. He's got our back. Get your hand out of their pocket," said the cop to Barack. "It's a mutual arrangement," Barack smirking shot back. "Forget the lamestream media. Turn off the rumor mill. Three tires were filled. Great fear was installed. Muslims were blamed, and you played the fool. Terror is the neocon psychological tool. What had been a free press is only a shrill party in the hands of sociopaths who thrill in burning you and your republic at will, leaving it for dead like so much roadkill. A new republic will rise where the dead one lost his way, where when Americans answer the call of duty to make things right what is wrong." And that is the national anthem, the new republic, the great United States, or the United States of America.
Here's my prediction.
It's published on Washington's blog today.
My prediction, unless people rally around Trump with financial support and prayerful support, we're going to have Hillary as president. If we have Hillary, here's the bullet points that I think will happen.
Oh, we're dead.
Let me give the specific bullet points and I want you to respond. Number one, we're going to have a domestic security bill because the borders are going to be left open. Because there's going to be major terrorism, like, you know, Bangladesh and in one place after another. That's going to happen in America. Number two, you're going to see economic devastation. So more people are going to be on the public dole from a country that can't afford it. You're going to see devaluation of the U.S. dollar in the next 4 years, which means you're going to see...
So all the junk we buy at Wally World from China will cost four times as much?
Right. Here's the next consequence. We're going to see more destruction of the rights of people to have a public faith and to actually have normal male and female, mommy and daddy even mentioned in school in many states.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. We're going to see a situation where the country is going to make deals where international courts of business, not the Congress, the Senate, or even the President, will have anything to say anymore. It'll be all backroom deals with the State Department and with these banker courts that'll basically decide international trade with the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnership. And don't worry, they'll resurrect it. The bankers, combined with America and the Federal Reserve and the U.S. President, if it's Hillary, will force Europe to reunify with even less rights now for the nation states of Europe. Brexit, thank God, has happened. But what's going to happen in America is I expect Texas. I expect in the next 4 years, Texas to start leaving the Union. When Texas leaves, they're probably going to take multiple states in the southwest of the United States, like New Mexico, Arizona, and possibly Utah. You're going to start seeing America break up. And all that Hillary will be left with, if she has two terms in office, will be the 10-mile square District of Columbia and a few sort of ragtag states of the northeast United States that are leftist, extreme, progressive, globalist, corrupt maniacs. That's what's going to be left of America in 8 years.
Well, I disagree because I think we'll have faced the Third World War Armageddon before that happens. I think that's where we're headed.
I'll tell you why we won't face it yet. I'll tell you why. The other side aren't ready yet. And, of course, the Joel Scows and others, and I've been studying this for some time, I think it's about a decade away. And the reason is you've got to convince the other side that they can win the war against America. And America, even despite Obama destroying the military to the point we have to resurrect aircraft parts from museums in order to keep our aircraft going, that the other side are not yet convinced they can win a war with a nation which is as much military power as we currently have. And what do they gain from it? The Chinese primarily are good business people. Do they need to dominate the world militarily to buy it out? No. They're already buying
it. They want to do it, but they'll be forced into it.
No, I don't think it'll work. I don't think it'll work for a number of reasons.
Works the Chinese psychic.
The Chinese psychic is not. Over a millennia, the Chinese psyche is, we want to do trade like the Silk Trail. We want to own your theaters and sell you popcorn. We want to buy your Las Vegas strips. We want to buy your hotels. We want to own your politicians, and we're corrupt enough to do so. We want our kids to go to the University of Spoiled Children in California, and we want our kids to marry your kids. That's what the Chinese want. Now, if you think otherwise, you're not playing with a full deck. The Chinese do not want to be dragged in. That's why it says they shall be putting hooks in the jaws of Russia and China to pull them down to the Middle East for war. The banker nations and the Sabbatean Satanistic Jews will be literally dragging the Russians and Chinese toward a war which they don't want.
They're already working on it. You may be right, but I don't think it's going to be 10 years out.
They can't do it. America will crush them so fast, now.
Well, you don't know what they've got up their sleeve.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Both sides.
Tim, stop there. I'm not an average broadcaster. I know exactly what they have. I know exactly what we have. Any nation that takes on America now or in the next roughly 10 years will be crushed so fast without firing one bullet or one missile, most of the people in their nation and their military will die instantly. The fact is we are decades ahead of anybody else in military spending and technology, eons ahead of them, and they're scared out of their pants, which is why we have to drag them into a war.
They stole half of what we have.
No, it's up to a certain level. I already know that, okay? I have access to what technology they get. For example, they'll lie and say that the Chinese have the most advanced supercomputers in the world. I know exactly what supercomputers they have, and it's garbage compared to what we really have. What's going on, and I had to work with these guys.
Oh, did my post a couple days ago about the one quantum computer that's being marketed now? It's being made in British Columbia.
I know all about that. Listen, that British Columbia supercomputer...
No, it's not a supercomputer. It's a quantum computer.
Yeah, well, listen, the quantum computers that they're talking about do not use a gallium arsenide chip, which is the only quantum chip out there. They do not use what's called nonlinear technology or light optic circuits, okay? So you're talking to an expert in all these fields in classified areas, and I can tell you we're a century or more.
The thing is 12 foot tall by 10 foot wide, and it's
imagine a pill that can improve your
absolute zero.
Brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back, and Tim, the reason why I say these is this thing called, I'm very good at math, okay? Nonlinear math, quantum math, you name it, I'm good at math. And the mathematics, beyond even what's called a geopolitical logic, the logic is she should have been prosecuted not just from the emails, but putting agents in danger, the sale of contracts, including 20% of our uranium from Oregon goes to Russia, the amazing deals of corruption that scream, even
Paul
Ryan.
You do know that in less than 2 days after the meeting on the airplane.
Well, let me finish. Paul Ryan.
The Justice Department announced.
Paul Ryan made the statement, that, and it's right on the front of the judge here. It says, Paul Ryan made a statement. He is totally in shock over the fact that she's not been prosecuted. I'm not in shock. Right. I expected it. In fact, I can tell you this as a statement. Now that there's not going to be a prosecution of Hillary, unless there's a miracle, and I'm praying for one because I'm supporting prayerfully and financially Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton will become president. She'll be in power for 2 terms. She will be the beast dictator of the planet. She will control the most powerful nation in the history of the world and our weapon systems, including our financial weapon system. She will be the chief Draco reptilian monstrosity, highest level Mason witch on the planet that has ever held public office, and she will literally crush the world with the mark of the beast. That's what I'm predicting. Now, I don't want to see that happen, but I see a lot of corrupt pro-abortion women and men. I'm seeing a lot of corrupt blacks who think that it's a good idea, even though it's destroying their culture. I see a lot of minorities, including a lot of illegals in this country, who think it's really good, despite the fact that if you're Hispanic and actually an American or have a working paper here because you came in illegally, it's going to damage you and destroy your economy. And I see that people don't care about the fact that there's going to be an American terrorism to the point where Americans will beg for a biometric security pass so they can go to a public place like a stadium, shopping center.
They'll tell you to beg for it and you'll beg for it.
They'll beg for it. So my point is that the people are going to elect the Antichrist, okay? And I see her as...
Well, I'll still say Netanyahu's the Antichrist.
No, let me finish.
Okay.
No. Remember now, you got the beast dictator, okay, which will be an American president, and I've said that since 1999. And number two, you have the false prophet and the current pope. Even in Argentina, the pope's rebuking the people that the only one that can actually speak is a public office for the Vatican. This pope is hated by his own Argentinian people.
Well, he dropped from the second most popular person to ninth.
Right, so you have to understand, we already have the players on the thing. We have Obama, which is basically the best candidate ever for the Mahdi. If he doesn't get into public office, let's say, in the Supreme Court, he's very likely to become the UN General Secretary and to form a peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. At the same time, he's arming both sides. He's actually trying to create peace between the two, so he's working both sides of the issue. And Hillary Clinton is not going to bring about peace like Donald Trump will, to try to get rid of ISIS. They want ISIS to take away our final liberties, to close down alternative media, to actually go to a biometric world financial system, and to squeeze the nations like Russia and China to the point where they have to succumb to a new world currency standard that the Americans force down their throat. And if you think these nations can resist us, you're delusional. Their economies are literally crashing right through the floor this year. And when Hillary takes office, which is what I predict, if unless we have a miraculous Americans praying face down to repent, we're going to have the beast dictator in office in America, and that's Hillary. Period. That's what I see. It's very bad news, but the fact they're not going to prosecute when it's so obvious that she should be prosecuting her, it's over. As far as I'm concerned, I'm voting and I'm going to support financially Donald Trump, and I'm asking God, repenting and asking God corporately to put Donald in power. His chances, and again, we have a political expert from Oregon that's predicted rightly in 48 or 50 states last election. And Hillary's chances, because of demographics and these other issues, is a virtual guarantee she will be president because of our corrupt and evil population in America that will vote for the witch. And so
I
virtually
disagree
done.
With that. I don't think... Now, let me say something here.
Our population is asking for it. They're going to get it.
She is likable enough to
do that.
With the help of Diebold and with cover by the bought and paid for globalist Zionist-controlled news media,
right.
I think that will could push her over the top.
Listen,
but the trick
she already
the
knows he's going
to.
She already
to
knows
pull out of his hat is one, he has to stay alive, and two, he has to win by such a large number they can't steal.
Yeah, well, we can be hopeful, but when you look at mass, the fact that they didn't prosecute is not good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
You've got to let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
Welcome back, and you got some interesting little clips of a Barbara Lerner Specter. This is a very demonically energized person. Now, last week, and I want people to understand this, we had Tex Mars on. Now, I'm not an anti-Semite, because I'm a Semite. And Tex is going to call it straight. I punched through the target. Now, if people, and I put this out there, now, once in a while, I'll get someone who actually has the nerve to contact me by phone or email, and they strongly, and they want to discipline me. And guess what? That's a bad move. Because I'm going to discipline you big time. Big time. So if I bring any topic on, whether it's geopolitical, spiritual, otherwise, I have a prescient knowledge as a leader. And we have non-leaders in the church and in the people that own the companies that translate various versions of the Bible. Now, one of the latest crazy things they have out there is this Mandela effect. That somehow you can't even trust your eyes and ears and your logic and your previous experience and even your own memories. That even the books you have, that somehow demonic entities have run around the world and changed the printing. Hogwash. God is not going to allow the world to change so you can't make a valid decision to believe God and to discern good and evil. Okay? So, forget that.
I ran a special on that, and I proved with one of my theology books that some of what was being said was false. That it was
also voted on by a bunch of idiot pastors who have, number one.
There's about 20 major English translations.
I've spoken in churches over the last 25, 30 years. I've spoken in churches who thought they had right to speak and to have me with my prophetic and apostolic callings to be under their authority. I said, forget it. I'll come to your church. You're a pastor of your people, a local shepherd. But when I come to speak about these other things, you have no authority over me. The only authority over me is God. Now, when I do the show and I talk about a specific thing, you have to understand, and this is for you, Tim, as well, I have knowledge in some of the spiritual areas that no other human being has shared publicly ever. Okay? And as time goes on, I'm going to start sharing some of these things to make you understand out there. We're in the time of the end. If you don't think that this is prophetic and we have people like Dr. Bob Thiel talking about Hillary. Get his book on Amazon, or Barnes & Noble, Amazon. If you don't think we already have the false prophet in the Vatican, if you don't think they're ready to do it, when they talk about, you know, mobile by 2023 years from now, they'll have these driverless vehicles, and Zuckerberg this year, just 2 months ago, put in $2 billion to even get rid of cell phones because they want to interfere with your brain. If you don't think that we're in the end times, you're an idiot, and you're going to suffer first, and you're going to die hard, like the movie Die Hard with Bruce Willis. You're going to die hard. Now, you need to sit down, you need to be silent, and you need to literally listen. And then if you have a good question or statement, based on facts or evidence, for God's sake, please call us, I beg you. I want to see you be brave, but don't think you're going to repeat garbage from your pastor or the blogosphere, or I call the sewer net, called the internet, and think it's going to get validly expressed or not being chopped to pieces like a wood chipper. I'm going to chop it up, okay? And I'm not like any other host in any other network or television, radio, whatever. I am driven because I am a leader, and I'm going to tell you the truth, and I love you no matter how much you hate my guts. You have to understand, it's not dependent on whether or not you think, oh, Dr. Deagle's so nice. I'm not nice. Don't even remotely. No,
what?
I'm compassionate.
I thought you were a cream puff.
Yeah, right. I'm compassionate. I'm empathic. I'll die for you, but I won't take a centillion of your crap. And
okay.
I'm not nice. Nice means I'm willing to lie to you like Hillary Clinton so you'll like me. And I want you to understand this out there. When I make a statement about something, take it to the bank. Now, if you can prove that it's wrong or I've got a little wrong twist on it, I don't want to believe that Hillary's going to be president. But all the facts, the ugly mathematical facts of the demographics of what's going on, the corruption with Diebold, the corruption with the FBI, Bill Clinton meeting in the aircraft with the Department of Injustice with this Muslim, Loretta Lynch. If you don't see the vast panoply of evil here that's so gross, so in your face, it's like, you really don't matter, American public. I'm going to become president, even if it churns your guts. You can hate my face and you cannot trust me, but I'm going to be your president. And that's what Hillary's saying, basically. She's smirking and she's coming to the aircraft.
She's a sociopath. She's a psychopath.
Right, but she's not
a member. I got a factoid here, and this is from Europe, but it's important.
Right.
Okay, here's a factoid, and this comes from the German police themselves. Okay.
Right.
Migrants commit, on average, 770 serious crimes every day in Germany alone.
Yeah. Well, I heard somebody try to complain to me.
First 3 months of 2016, an astonishing 70,000 major crimes have been committed by those who are called refugees in Germany, and the crimes consist of murders, thefts, counterfeiting, robbery, assaults, rape. Now, this is Germany alone. Sweden, with all their beautiful Swedish blue-eyed blondes, and they're, by the way, only about half are blonde anymore. But anyway, it had an almost zero rape thing. Now they're the rape capital of Europe. And the police, because all the major political parties in Europe have been bought and paid for by the Khazarian globalist gangsters, their answer was to put out little bracelets for their women to wear saying, no rape, don't rape me. Well, at a recent,
about
3 days ago, at a rock concert in Sweden, 35 girls as young as 12 years old were sexually assaulted by these monsters from North Africa and Arabia.
Yeah, but we get exactly what you deserve. Now, do you think that if Sweden was populated by people that were, how to say, behaviorally relative to Dr. Deagle, that had my kind of personality archetype? Not on your life. There wouldn't be any damn Muslims in the state. There wouldn't be any rapes. There would be a control of trade that would be bilateral between...
Well, there was a little girl that was raped by some Muslim boys, but she happened to be, her parents were Russian. They were from a small Russian community in,
right.
I don't know, it was Norway or Sweden. And the Russian men got sticks, axe handles, and a few things, and they went over to have a little conversation with these characters. And I think they convinced them of the errors of their way.
What did they do exactly?
I don't know, but I think they're in the hospital. I would have probably went a little bit further, but we're on the air, so I can't exactly tell you what I would have done, but it has something to do with turning a rooster into a hen, but anyway.
Well, you know the old story of turning the other cheek? That, by the way, is a lie by pastors. This cheek is a cheek of the child, which means if you touch that hot oven, you're going to get burnt. This one here is called a cheek of brotherhood, which means, I beg you, my brother, we are of the same blood. Do not touch this cheek, because we have to then have a death struggle till one of us dies. So when Jesus said, turn the other cheek, he's really saying, I am of the same flesh as you. I am one with you. If you strike this cheek, we have to struggle till one of us dies. And you see, the same thing has to happen with evil. We have to realize, if we don't do a death struggle with evil, it will abound. And the reason why Hillary is getting away with this is because Americans are so damn passive and stupid and ignorant and evil themselves, they're going to bring Hillary into power. And
you know, Bill, we're almost the same age. I'm 65 and a half. You're what, 64?
64 and a half, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, we grew up, and see, they can't wait for us old-timers to die off. We grew up in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, particularly the 50s and 60s. Until,
right.
And it took a while even after they killed President Kennedy for things to, you know, things move slowly. But we grew up at the height of America. And
right.
We didn't lock our side door when I grew up. We lived in town. The milkman came two or three days a week, walked in about 5 o'clock. You left a little money on the counter, and he made change. You want a quart of milk or a pint of ice cream or something. He put it in the refrigerator, which we called the icebox, and made change. The meter reader to meet the gas meter came once a month, tapped on the door, opened it, yelled, meter reader, walked in the kitchen, walked down
right.
the cellar, read the meter. He wouldn't last half a morning, you know,
right.
today.
And not only that, you could go summon it across the country if you wanted to, back in the day when we were kids. If someone was hungry, they could knock on your door and say, oh, we'll give you a piece of pie and lunch. You know, did they knock on your door? I'm hungry. Oh, okay, sit down. I got stuff in the fridge.
Well, Canada was behind us in some ways in crime for a number of years. And a buddy of mine and I, when we were in college, we went up to Toronto and Montreal one summer and loved the place. But anyway, we're driving out in the boonies. And, you know, a lot of Canada, when you're going between cities, it's pine trees or beech trees, and there ain't nothing there.
No,
and there's a girl, a young girl, college girl, hitchhiking. And,
right.
you know, we were two decent guys. We pick her up, and we give her a ride to she was going in a different direction in 50 miles or so. So she got out of that intersection. But I said, aren't you afraid? I said, my God. She said, well, no, nobody. But you see, that was the old way.
That's back
my
then.
Late wife, they lived on a farm, but on a highway. And they would go on vacation, their back door didn't even have a lock. Nobody came in. Nobody bothered. When my dad was a kid growing up, there were no air conditioners. A lot of people didn't even have fans. Now, his house, they had two stories, and they had a roof they could sleep on. But a lot of people would take a light sleeping roll, in other words, two sheets and a pillow, and go down to City Park and sleep under the trees. Because in southwestern Indiana, in the summertime like right now, you have high humidity, high temperatures. Even at night, it might be 80 degrees, but your humidity might be 80% too. It's miserable. So, now, can you imagine doing that today? You'd wake up with your throat slit.
Yeah.
What happened? And what the hell happened? We got 105 million people totally out of work? And how many tens or 50 or 100 million people underemployed, working part-time jobs because of Obamacare? What the hell happened?
Yeah.
Well, it happened because the dumb so-and-so American people sat on their butts and allowed the most evil bums and most demonic trash to take over control of their country, their economy, their news media, and all of it, and cram all this stuff. Now we're going to have transgendered people in the armed forces. Can you see a transgendered drill instructor? I told you to march in. It boggles the mind.
First off, the cohesiveness of the military units is like an organism. They actually did a study here, Pendleton and other places, where they checked their special forces guys, and they checked for the bonding hormone. There's a bonding hormone that's released, right? And if that bonding hormone is not present, the unit isn't cohesive. So you can actually pick out a person that their hormone level is not high, And after they've gone through what I call their rigorous training, they need to be removed from the unit. They can actually do a blood test to remove someone who won't be cohesive. Now, when you start mixed units where people can't keep up physically or emotionally, or there's a break in the unit, you don't have cohesiveness. You don't have a unit that actually is like a machine out there that can survive warfare. So we're basically, we're letting fools try to embarrass us into thinking that normal male and female sexual activity is fine. Now, I want three washrooms. I want a men's and women's, and I want a question mark. Like, if you don't know what you are, go there. Okay? Including if you
have babies. Well, I like some of my artwork from Rennie in Canada. You know, one of the artwork is a good-looking blonde, but very tough-looking, and she's got a cigarette in her mouth, and she's a babe, but she's got a wood chopper's axe in her hand, and the caption is something to the effect, you're confused? You want to use the woman's restroom? I'll unconfuse you. And, I mean, people are boycotting Target. Because of their
the problem is, see, people, I don't know how much people are going to take before they finally decide it. But, you know, there's various groups, and we talked about it last time. We have corrupt, satanic divisions within the Christian church. That's why we have so many high-level Masons within the Christian church.
That's why I left the Catholic church. 60% of their priests are gay.
And also Protestant. We also have, we also have within the so-called, within Judaism, most modern Judaic rabbis believe in the serpent, the holy coiled serpent, the Talmud and the Zohar and the Sefiot Zaira and so on. These are completely demonic. And if you actually read what's in them,
and were unknown to the Jews of Jesus' day, at least to most of them.
Exactly. Now, except for the Sadducees and Pharisees, which are pretty high up.
Exactly.
Now, if you face these facts that are not disputed, and you realize you're being overruled by demonic powers of evil that'll do anything. For example, one of the quotes you have up is from Mike Rivera, your picture here. It shows Hillary Clinton and her daughter with Mike Rivera's comment, anybody who's willing to do
anything to get power.
Power, right?
Yeah, is willing to do anything with that power.
With that power. Now, I'm telling you right now, people, in advance of it happening, that the most powerful nation financially, economically, and informationally is America, by long miles. And these other countries that are trying to come up, like Russia and China and these other economies, are totally manufactured by America. The global bankers and transnational corporations created these superpowers as alternatives to have a dialect, just like they created ISIS. ISIS is...
You have to create the groundwork for war. You realize in the lead-in to the Great War, to the First World War, it took about 20 years for the global banking cartel to set up the two main alliances, and then to keep edging them on, and the German Kaiser, he was building warships, and the British didn't like that. Of course, the British Queen, Empress of India, Victoria, was his grandmother.
Right.
His mother was the Princess Royal of the United Kingdom.
Right.
And then when she died and the Prince of Wales became king, emperor, he was the first cousin to the Kaiser, who was Kaiser und King, emperor of Germany, king of Prussia.
Right.
It was a family thing. But this whole thing was being set up to take all the power away from the old kings and the aristocracy and put it in the hands of the front men, which were the elected Democrats, to the global banksters.
Well, look at the Rothschild.
And the British Empire was their enforcement arm. Now it's America. That's why we have military bases in over 100 countries. That's why we're involved in all kind of little wars here, there, everywhere.
Exactly. Back in a moment, final segment. Amazing analysis. Hillary Clinton is on her way.
Looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again
to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Again, the Independence Day sales starting July 1st, going right through to midnight tonight, is over soon. We will not have another sale for 2 months. That's Labor Day. So if you're needing nutraceuticals, you want protocols, if you want to get help, you need to contact us now. 888-212-8871 or contact us by ordering online. It's only a few more hours.
And what's that number again?
888-212-8871. And I can tell you, your support helps us not only get on the program, but across the world in our RSS feeds and our video feeds and all the technology that we need in order to provide these services. And you need to know what we provide here in NutriMedical Report is unique. It's unique compared to any other show on RBN. It's unique compared to any other program on radio, television, or RSS feeds or video on the earth on the specific areas of functional medicine, spirituality, and geopolitics, what we cover. And I can tell you, I'm very fearful. I'm extremely fearful this weekend, now that this has happened, that Hillary's not going to get prosecuted. I'm praying like crazy, and I want financial and prayerful support for Donald Trump, because if we don't, we will have one of the most evil, corrupt people in modern history running America into the ground. And if you think that that Brexit is bad, what about Texas? What about Texas finally getting sick and tired of it and leaving? If you don't think that's going to happen, if Hillary pulls off all kinds of crap, like trying to disarm Americans or trying to send a international military force into America to start kind of disarming the public, if you don't think Texas is going to happen, you're an idiot. If you don't think that this nation is going to have open borders and have major terrorism to a point where Americans will beg to have a biometric security system so they can't go to a stadium or a shopping center without being blown up with a nail bomb or a biological or chemical weapon or radiological weapon, a dirty bomb.
If you don't think that, all over the country to scare the crap out of everybody, so you demand that.
And all these whiner Democrats need to smarten up and realize also the same with people whining that they can't afford Obamacare. Don't do it. Don't let allopathic doctors poison you. Take a minimum amount of medications, get help from us, which provide and care for you, alternative functional medicine, become Dr. You, get the book, and become Dr. You step by step to learn how to master your condition. If you got peripheral neuropathy, if you're diabetic, if you have hypertension, you have health problems, try to take the minimum amount of medications so you don't end up getting poisoned or prematurely die. Same way, get involved with CareBars. Don't whine that, oh, Hillary's going to help the economy. She has no skill sets whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
She's going to help the economy.
If you need to cut back on the meds or double
down. By the way, all you pro-democratic, pro-abortion monsters and idiots that support Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter whether or not she's corrupt or not, let me tell you, the blood is not only on her hands, it's on your hands. And you got to understand, when you see the demise of America and you see violence in the streets, it's going to be your fault for voting in this monster. And I want people to understand that. I don't think that Trump is perfect by any means. We need a choke chain on him to make sure he has no potty mouth anymore. But I can guarantee you the man is an angel compared to Hillary Clinton. Man, oh man, oh man. You can imagine how bad it's going to get if she is elected.
Have you heard Hillary talk about bringing the factories back? The 50 to 60,000 large factories that left in the last decade or so? Have you heard her talk about that?
You mean getting rid of all the factories and all the coal in America and putting out of work all these people? Now, if the public gets with it and we vote and get Donald Trump in there, they may not have prosecuted her now. I guarantee you she's going to get prosecuted next year. She better realize she has an orange jumpsuit.
Some of the crimes she committed, there really isn't a statute of limitations.
Right, so it won't just be your server. It's all that's just the thread. All the crimes in the State Department and everything
except
else.
Except the information on the Clinton Foundation out of the public's eye till next year.
Right.
Through the election.
But guess
that's
what? If President Trump becomes Trump, he needs to give her an orange jumpsuit. I say Hillary for prison 2016. Pray for us. Get your nutraceuticals now. The sale's on tonight, and for 2 months, no sale over the summer. Do it now.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.